Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we're doing another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. And I'm going to read the devotion, and then we're going to get into the teaching here today. And I pray that everyone is having a blessed, blessed day. And remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Today's really powerful. I heard a powerful message when I got up today that I want to share. But first, let me get into the devotional, and then it's all going to come together just fine. So it says, David's dilemma, David's words, arise, Yahweh, deliver me, my mighty one, strike all my enemies on the jaw, break the teeth of the wicked. Psalms 3, verse 7. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight, and I destroyed my foes. Psalms 18, 40. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies. Destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Psalms 143, verse 12. Now we look at Yeshua's words. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5, 44. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Luke 6, 28. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 5:10. The Father's words about David. You have shed much blood and fought many wars. You are not to build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 8. These were all commanded for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised, since the Almighty had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Hebrews 11, 39 and 40. Put on the mind of Messiah. Discern and comprehend. David was missing something. He was accomplished yet incomplete. We believe he would want you to know this. He would tell you that the vengeance of Yahweh is activated by your prayers for your enemies, not your prayers against your enemies, something he would have to learn in eternity. Only together with us would he be made perfect. He would also tell you that we should not desire vengeance, nor find joy in your enemies' dismays. He would tell you that the Messiah's life upped the ante from. You have heard it said too, but I tell you. He would tell you that an eye for an eye concept was easy to fulfill, and that loving your enemy is the more perfect way. He would rewrite some of his Psalms. He would expect us to have figured this out. His perfection waits for our perfection. Only together with us would he be made perfect. There is no room for bloodshed in a perfect palace. And in a perfect place, David was a man after Yahweh's own heart, the apple of his eye. Part of what made him so was that he would admit his shortcomings and easily and repent. We have so much more available to us than David did. Rather than use the excuse that you cannot perceive because his ways are higher than your ways, Isaiah 55:9, say to yourself, I will reach for that higher way. It was always an intervention, never a limitation, loved one. It was always an invitation, never a limitation. Now pay close attention to the mystery being revealed. Meditate on it, for it is deeper and wider than it might appear at first glance. Showing love on one who might just be an enemy is the very thing that will activate Yahweh's vengeance. If indeed, vengeance is due. Love is a double-edged sword, loved one, and it knows exactly how to cut. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I truly tell you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Matthew 13, verses 16 and 17. That is our devotional here for today, and we think about this, and the movie by Richard Brandoff from the mission, the missionaries and the ministry of being a martyr, voice of the mourners, shows a clip of him getting beaten up by his captive every single day, and they told him not to pray, and he would continue to pray. And the man said, your wife is taken away from you. Your child is taken away from you. You're living in here and getting beat every day. What can you possibly be praying for? And I remember the scene from the movie so well, and it's a true story. He looked at the man who was beating him, and he said, I am praying for you. I'm praying for you. Powerful, so powerful. To pray for our enemies, as believers who are our enemies, as believers who are the people that are not our brothers, the heathens of this world. I often tell you all to tell people Yeshua died for them. I'm not asking you, and I'm not telling you to tell people who already know that so they could say, I know that. You don't want to be wasting your time telling people who know. You want to go find people who don't know. So I'm going to up the ante right now. Instead of me telling you every single day to let people know that Yeshua died for them, I'm telling you to find somebody who doesn't know it and tell them. Tell somebody who doesn't know that Yeshua died for them or who's not admitted it and let them know. For if you continually to get the answer, I know that, I know that, I know that, you're not reaching the people you truly want to reach with this message. For it's okay to remind your fellow brother and your fellow sister, but we need to seek those that do not know, to seek the lost, to seek the ones in darkness, just like someone seeked us and told us. When we look at the idea of loving your enemies, when we look at this idea, we have to identify who our enemies are, and we have to identify what our job and the commandment is from Yahweh for us to do. So today when I got up on my Instagram, there was a wonderful message that I heard that I had to share with others, and I want to share with you right now. If a building is burning, and you're at the top floor of the building, running down the staircase, because you see the flames, you want to get out, and there's a blind man who lost all his senses. He can't see, he can't smell. And he's walking up the steps while everyone's running down. And your number one goal is to get away from this possible danger as immediately as possible. And you're running down the steps while passing him who's walking up the steps. Never stopping to let him know you can't go up there. It's very dangerous. This building's about to fall down. The fire and the smoke are getting thicker. Turn around right now. But no, in your own fear of what may happen, you just run down the steps and run right past that person. And you might think right now, I would never do something like that. I would never put another human being in such danger. Think about that for a moment. But when I tell you to let people know that Yeshua died for them, it doesn't matter who it is, to let them know Yeshua died for them, you're not doing it for a show. You're not doing it for a reward. You're doing it because it's your responsibility. It's something you must do. And for every person you do not tell that Yeshua died for them, you're walking past that blind man that's walking up the steps into the fire while you're running away from it. As we look at this idea of loving your enemies today and what it truly means, and as we look at the idea of the true heart of man, when even Yahweh says that David had a heart of Yahweh, but we still see him seeking his revenge on the enemies and feeling good about it and trusting Yahweh to take revenge. I remind you and read to you Ezekiel 33 about Israel's watchman and who the watchman should be. everyone that this gift has been given to know and have their eyes opened, need to find others and let them know. It says in Ezekiel 33, once again, a message came to me from Yahweh. Son of man, give your people this message. When I bring an army against a country, the people of that land choose one of their own to be a watchman. When the watchman sees an enemy coming, he sounds the alarm to warn the people. Then if those that hear the alarm refuse to take action, it is their own fault if they die. They heard the alarm but ignored it. So the responsibility is theirs. If they had listened to the warning, they could have saved their lives. But if the watchman sees the enemy coming and does not sound the alarm to warn the people, he is responsible for their captivity. They will die in their sins, but I will hold the watchman responsible for their debts. Verse 7 says, now, son of man, I am making you a watchman for the people of Israel. Therefore, listen to what I say and warn them for me. I announce that some wicked people are sure to die, and you for end. You fail to tell them to change their ways. Then they will die in their sins, and I will hold you responsible for their debts. But if I warn them to repent and they don't repent, then they will die in their sins, but you will have saved yourself. Verse 10, son of man, give the people of Israel this message. You are saying, our sins are heavy upon us. We are wasting away. How can we survive? As surely as I live, says Yahweh, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. Turn from your wickedness, O people Israel. Why should you die? Son of man, give your people this message. The righteous behavior of the righteous people will not save them if they turn to sin, nor will the wicked behavior of wicked people destroy them if they repent and turn from their sins. When I tell righteous people that they will live, but they sin, expecting their past righteousness to save them, then none of their righteousness acts will be remembered. I will destroy them for their sins. And suppose I tell some wicked people that they will surely die, but they turn from their sins and they do what is right and just. For instance, they might give back a debited security, return what they have stolen, and obey my life-giving laws, no longer doing what is evil. For if they do this, then they will surely live and not die. None of the past sins will be brought up against them, for they have done what is right and just, and they will surely live. You people are saying Yahweh isn't doing what's right, but it is they who are not doing what is right, what is not right. For again, I say, when righteous people turn away from their righteous behavior and turn to evil, they will die. But if wicked people turn from their wickedness and do what is right, they will live. O people Israel, you are saying Yahweh, what he's doing isn't right, but I judge each of you according to your deeds. And it is this passage right here. It is this set of scriptures right here that I give you this idea. What if, just what if, we are judged not on our lives except one day, our last day of living? What if everything our Creator is going to judge us on as we're standing in front of Him on Judgment Day is our last day? What did we do on our last day? For it says in the scriptures, a worker that's working for a long time, and then somebody that comes along new gets the same wages. They only worked an hour, but they got the same wages as the people that were working all day. Who is it for us to judge our Creator and to say anything? Well, I tell you, our Creator tells us and shows us here. Shows us here. No matter how wicked a person is, if they change their ways, they're going to be right with Him. And it also says, no matter how righteous a person is, if they fall back and they start committing all these sins and things against our Creator, it's not going to be good for them. But don't miss the concept here. We are called to love our enemies. We are called to love our brothers and sisters. We are called to love everyone. If you were walking down the street and you saw a building on fire and you saw people in the window and they didn't realize there was a fire above them or below them, and you had no way to get in that building, I surely hope and pray that you would stop in your tracks and start yelling and screaming for them to get out. When I'm street evangelizing and raising my voice to warn people of the wickedness they're committing and all the things they're doing and the danger they're putting themselves in, and a so-called Christian comes up to me and says, "I don't agree with what you're doing. You're not doing this in a gentle, loving way." But they yet themselves walk by and don't say anything to those committing these sins and all this wickedness. Now you see, hopefully, why my heart is for you to let people know the closer and more often they are committing sins, we must let them know that Yeshua died for them. We must explain to some degree what that actually means. The scriptures don't tell us to make other people feel good about what we're saying. Every single prophet was persecuted for sharing the message of Yeshua. In Ezekiel 33:11, I remind you again, it says, "As surely as I live, says the servant, Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they can live. Turn, turn, turn from your wicked ways, O people Israel. Why should you die? The message of the scriptures is repent, for the kingdom is near. Repent, for the kingdom is near." We have to put all this together and think about what the scriptures talk about when it says to love your enemy, to love others. We have to understand when it talks about the idea of the watchman and the idea of love in scriptures. For the person screaming on a corner for you to repent from your wicked ways, guess what? If you're not living in wickedness, you're not offended by that message. If you're living in righteous, you're not judging someone to knock them down. You're judging someone to lift them up. And this is what the scriptures call us to do. The person that's going to get offended is not your enemy. The person that's going to get offended by your telling them the truth is your opportunity. It's your opportunity to love your enemy. Anyone that is not willing to live according to the scriptures, according to our Creator, and choose the side of Satan, and choose to live in that kingdom, is somebody that needs to hear this. For if nobody tells them, how will they know? Matthew 7:12 says, "So in everything, do to others what you would have done to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets." So what am I getting at here, everybody? What I'm getting at is, no matter how much of the works of the Torah that you do, no matter how often you go to church on Sunday or how well you know your scriptures, no matter how much you tithe, and no matter how consistent you are in doing donations and ministry work and missionary work and all this, I want you to realize every single person you pass, every single opportunity you let slip away, and you do not talk about Yeshua, remember what it said in Ezekiel 33. It's not all the good things you've done. For even if the most righteous person slides back, that's what he'll be judged on. And even if the most wicked person does the righteousness, that's what the judgment on judgment day will be on. This is an extremely important message for us to get and understand. If we love one another, we are going to share the gospel with them. 1 John 4:7 says, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is from Yahweh, and whoever loves has been born of Yahweh and knows Yahweh." This is what a person needs to hear. Yeshua died for them. The person that has committed all great wickedness and crimes, he needs to hear that Yeshua loves him. With all the stuff going on today in the world, with everything going on, with the enemy stirring up all these people to anger and all these other emotions that are not of Yahweh, where are the people letting them know? God loves you. He loves you. He died for you. Where are the people letting them know this? For instead of standing in front of some statue trying to knock it down or trying to save it from being knocked down, where are the people in the street preachers preaching the gospel and letting people know? Yahweh loves you. Yahweh loves you. Luke 6:27 to 32 says, "But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who are cruel to you. If anyone steps on your cheek, offer him the other cheek too. If someone takes your coat, do not stop him from taking your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you. And when someone takes something that is yours, don't ask for it back. Do to others what you would want them to do to you. If you love only the people who love you, what praise should you get? Even sinners love the people who love them." And Matthew 5:41 to 48 says, "And if one of the occupation troops forces you to carry his pack 1 mile, carry it 2 miles. When someone asks for you something, give it to him. When someone wants to borrow something, lend it to him. You have heard it was said, love your friends and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies. And I pray and to pray for those who persecute you, so that you may become the children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to shine on bad and good people alike, and gives rain to those who do good and to those who do evil. Why should Yahweh reward you if you love only the people who love you? Even the tax collectors do that. And if you speak only to your friends, have you done anything out of the ordinary? Even if the pagans do that, you must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." Listen, everybody, sharing the gospel does not necessarily mean standing on a corner and yelling at the top of your lungs that they need to repent from their sins. Street evangelism and open air preaching is not about standing and gathering a big crowd around you to let people know about their wickedness. For when you're getting change at the supermarket, for when you're in the toll booth, for when you're in an elevator, wherever you are, let people know Yeshua died for them. One of the greatest things I've ever heard was by Billy Graham in his book about his life. He said he would never have a conversation with more than anyone for 10 minutes without mentioning the gospel, for it would be a waste of time. And that stuck with me forever. For you could talk about all these different things of the world with all these different people, but to have a conversation with anyone for more than 10 minutes, for more than 5 minutes, and not somehow mentioning the gospel is not showing love to your neighbor, is not showing love to your enemies. It's not showing love at all. And why do I give you this message today? It's not only because the devotional talks about loving your enemies, because this is about our salvation. Because as we read Ezekiel 33, it talked about, no matter how many good works you do, if you're short in the last day, the trouble that you're heaping upon yourself. And maybe not, it's not true. Because there are many things on Judgment Day, maybe that we've done in our life that we will be judged for. I don't know for sure. But I do know this. Just what if it's based on our last day? What if it's based on our last day? Have you told someone today Yeshua died for them? Have you told more than one person Yeshua died for them? How could you consider yourself a believer and get this great gift of knowing that Yeshua died for you and transforming your life and living your life according to his words and not let other people know that and let opportunities pass you up letting them know that? You have the internet You have crowds on the streets. You have so many opportunities to let people know. You're not embarrassed to walk on the street and ask some stranger for directions, but you're embarrassed to let them know Yeshua died for them. I tell you this, and I say it all the time. If somebody pulled up to a corner, got out of a car with a gun, and was about to shoot you, and the last second somebody jumped in front of that bullet and took it for you, I promise you, you'd be telling everyone every single day about what this person did for you. There's one that has done that for you. We deserve death. But Yeshua took that from us and did it for us. We need to let people know what he did. If you understand the concept of that and you grasp the concept that if somebody would die for you on the street, a stranger, you would let them know. You would let everyone know that Yeshua died for you. Why do I believe in Yeshua? Because I had a near-death experience and I was supposed to die and somebody died for me. And I'm going to tell everyone that. Not only did somebody die for me, but somebody died for you also. Because maybe you didn't know that. Maybe their back was turned and they didn't know somebody was about to stab them, but somebody jumped in front of that knife. Would you let them know? Do you know what just happened? You were about to be killed, but this man just died for you. Really? Wow, I didn't know that. Thanks for letting me know that. Thanks for telling me. It's time to get right with our Creator. We're to love everyone. We spend much time in this Suffer Well devotional series explaining what love is and what love isn't. It's a big part of suffering well. When we understand that, we understand all the great things that go along with love and that love is what Yeshua is. And he tells us to walk like him and he tells us to follow him. Yeshua spent his life letting people know. Letting people know the love of the Father and letting people know that he came for their salvation. For that is his name, Yahweh Salvation. Hallelujah. I pray that this message is getting to you all today. And I pray that you will seek, learn, love, repent, and tell others to repent as well. Remember, we're not judging to bring somebody down. We're judging to lift people up. And I want to let you all know that Yeshua died for you. And I know you all know that because you're listening on this on a Christian radio station or you're hearing this because you're following my channel. But I'm going to be sure to go out there in the street today and find the most wicked people I can find and let them know that Yeshua died for them as well. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.